Lord, that we may not miss the mark, we may not sin against you. Amen. We're spending some time today, and you know, everything that we do, we're all on a journey, and we'll be on a journey till we go be with Him, and then for eternity we'll be on a journey, right? Always discovering who God is, and more and more of Him. And today I was just thinking, I woke up kind of thinking about these verses and the Upper Room Discourse. One of the things that he says kind of over and over again, one says many things, but this is kind of one of them that I've just been meditating on. You've heard me talk about this before. In chapter 14, believe in me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, otherwise believe on account of the works. Truly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do also, and greater works, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these he shall do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I'll do it. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. One thing I was kind of drawn to about this particular passage, and there's several others I'm going to read. Actually, there's four different ones where he says the same thing. But particularly in this one, he said that if we ask anything in his name, that the Father will be glorified. And that word, him being glorified, means that his true nature, and that his true nature and true character may come forth. Okay? Jesus is telling them that if you ask anything in my name, and you've heard me talk about that before, to ask in the name of Jesus is not putting that on our prayer, you know, kind of tacking that on the end of it. You know, you say, you know, Lord, bless James in Jesus' name. You know, we got to say, if we don't say in Jesus' name, then the prayer's not going to take, right? That's not what it means. What it means is we ask as though we're in Christ, we're in union with Him, and you ask Him with the same authority that He does, okay? As though, which you're not Jesus, He does live in you, but as though you were Him, okay? That you're in such union with Him that you ask the same way He would ask, and we're asked basing upon that the Father may be glorified, so that the Father's true nature and true character may come forth. Okay? And that's a cool thing, right? And again, I'm on this journey. I'm not talking to you like, man, I really got this down. You know, I don't. I'm learning about this of the Father's nature, because I'm like the rest of you, right? It's a battle, and we're battling with a real enemy, and he's always attacking things like that. So, but I really like that. Again, I'll read it. Truly I say to you, he believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do greater works than these, because I go to the Father, and whatever you ask in my name, I'll do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. In John 15, he says this, and if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, there he goes again, and it'll be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. Okay? Part of the bearing the fruit, if we abide in him, we ask whatever we wish, it'll be done for us. By this again is my Father glorified, so his true nature can come forth, and that we bear the fruit of that true nature. Okay? Brings him, his true nature coming forth is part of bearing the fruit. And part of bearing the fruit, abiding in Christ, is asking whatever we wish him to be done for us. Okay? That's part of the fruit, right? It says it right here. He wants you to bear this fruit, proving to be his disciples, and again, that he may be glorified. His true character may come forth. And just as the Father loved me, I've loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I've kept my Father's commandments, I abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. And in verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Okay? It's part of bearing fruit. That whatever you ask in my Father's name, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He'll give it to you. This I command you, that you love one another. Again, you didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And then He gives an example of what the fruit is. That whatever you ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to you. That's incredible, isn't it? Part of the, you ever think about that as part of the fruit that you bear? We think of the character, you know, the fruit. But part of the fruit that God wants to bear through us is about His character. About learning, I mean, praying like this. And knowing that whatever we pray, He's going to give us. Incredible. Right? It's one of those things where you're like, Lord, you can understand what that guy said. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Okay? This just seems so, you know what I mean? Amazing. And one more point. This is in 16. And in that day, day of Pentecost, you will ask me no question. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything, He will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be made full. Remember over here, He says the same thing. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Okay? Part of God being glorified, I really believe, about His character being coming forth, but also that brings Him glory and bears a fruit, is that His joy would be in us. Right? And so it says right here, part of His joy being in us is that whatever we ask in His name, He gives it to us. And He says, I'm doing that so your joy will be full. Then, in other words, that will make you real joyful. And my joy will be in you. And if you think about it, another verse that kind of goes, John actually wrote this before he wrote the Gospels. 1 John, one of the first things he wrote. This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. See, if you're asking according to His will, it's the same thing, right? If you're asking as though you're Jesus, you're in union with Him, you're asking those things. He hears us. This is the confidence that we have before Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us, and if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we ask from Him. Okay? So, a confident Christian, having that kind of confidence before you, I really believe, is you will be walking in real joy. Right? I don't think you can walk in confidence and walk in joy at the same time. If you're walking in joy, and I love how he says it, my joy I give you. Right? It's not some joy you have to muster up. You're in union with His joy. And you're praying in union with Him. And as God bearing fruit and you see these things happen, then it creates such confidence before Him. And it glorifies Him. And the confidence walked out is will look like the joy of the Lord in your life, right? Because you think about it. If you're real confident in the Lord, and you are real confident in what I'm talking about, and whatever you ask in His name, as with that authority, with that in His character, as though you're Him, and you walk in that kind of confidence, then you're not going to worry, right? And if you have a life that lacks worry and anxiety and all that's sucked out of you, then there's going to be joy there. Right? I'm preaching to myself, y'all. Y'all do understand that, okay? because fear, unbelief, all that unbelief looks like, fear, worry, anxiety, stress, sucks life out of you, doesn't it? But if you're walking in confidence of what we're talking about, His joy will be in you. And your joy will be made full because it's in union with His. Get us there, Lord. Because we all prayed like that and walk like that and believe like that, we'd be just sitting around with a smile on our face all the time, right? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.